Actually, there are two movies to report on. First, a brief comment about a film that opens today, The Hangover Part 2. It's not as funny as the original, even though it has the same crazy guys in it partying as hard, or maybe even harder than they did in the original. But never fear, even though Hangover 2 seems to be a bit more forced to get your guffaws, it is, believe it or not, considerably more gross than its predecessor. And now film number two, The Beaver, which, when you watch it, is like banging your head against the wall. And that's what the teenage son of Walter Black does in the film whenever the kid has had enough of his dad acting out by talking through a large stuffed animal. It's stuck on his dad's left hand and looks like a beaver that might be rabid. Anton Yelchin plays the teenage boy, and the dad is done by Mel Gibson. Mel does the beaver voice in a sort of a Cockney Aussie accent, which means Mel undoubtedly will be getting some of Michael Caine's work in the future. There must surely be a joke going around since this film opened last week that Mel Gibson is just being himself in a movie that also stars the stalwart Jodie Foster as his wife, Meredith. The beaver calls her Meredith. Miss Foster also directed The Beaver, by the way. When The Beaver is attempting to be funny, mostly at the outset of the film, it's not. And when feverishly working later at being serious, sentimental, and turning a very quick corner to get to everything being okay, it's freaking pathetic. After only about 8 to 10 minutes into this photoplay, I knew it was going to be a long night at the movies, even though the film runs just over an hour and a half. Walter Black is a depressed CEO of a toy manufacturing concern. He's tried everything to buck up. His family is just about at the end of their rope, too, with Walter's marathon sleeplessness, his heavy drinking, endless therapy programs, and a suicide attempt that Gibson plays for laughs. Subplotting, the beaver brings Walter's son into contact with the local high school valedictorian, played by Jennifer Lawrence. She talks the son into creating her valedictory speech for graduation, since he's so good at writing as if he's someone else. Not unlike the beaver talking on his dad's left hand. Both teenagers have their emotional problems as well, which really makes the beaver pretty much a downer all the way. I've always liked Jodie Foster. She's good in this film and looks great as well. But Gibson has always been somewhat of a letdown for me since he shed his Mad Max costume. It's Jennifer Lawrence in a secondary role who shows fresh promise for better things to come. She's somebody else completely in The Beaver than the rural girl she plays in Winter's Bone. That was a film released last year that garnered Miss Lawrence no less than an Oscar nomination for Best Actress in a Leading Role. The Beaver is depressing, maudlin, depicting self-mutilation, and for me, creepier than Mulholland Drive and Blue Velvet put together with the little Twin Peaks on the side. To wrap this, I leave you with two things to take away. NPR has come of age in The Beaver with a brief scene of Mel Gibson as Walter being interviewed on the Terry Gross Fresh Air Show from WHYY in Philadelphia. That's after a longer chat on the Today Show with Matt Lauer. I must confess, though, I actually did laugh out loud once when Gibson's character with his stuffed beaver on his fist are shown talking in sync on the telly to Jon Stewart. Now that's funny. Thanks, of course, to Jon Stewart. Can't you just imagine that Jon Stewart shrug the acerbic host uses so often as the beaver speaks on the Daily Show set, his furry mouth synchronously moving with Mr. Gibson's? It just occurred to me that maybe the beaver would have been a whole different kind of cinematic experience if Mel Gibson's character decides in order to shuck his depression, he needs to be a ventriloquist. Maybe a little movie title change, too, like Read My Lips. Read my reviews is what the guy with his voice urges you to do, online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the vast venue known throughout this universe in which many of us employ our cognitive powers, the International Movie Database. That's at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down, but not depressed, in the Valley.